It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Evil podcast?
Evil podcast.
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 It's a podcast.
Podcast.
It's a podcast.
Podcast.
Evil podcast.
Evil podcast?
You might ask yourself, am I feeling evil?
Are you?
The devil sensed the evil podcast with wrath, because he knows server space is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the evil podcast, because it is a human number. Its number is 666, the number of the beast.
Good evening,
six,
everybody.
666.
And welcome to
the one for you
Halloween episode of the evil podcast, which we have not prepared any Halloween topics at all, but still, it's close to Halloween.
What's a Halloween?
And this is Reverend Andy. And sitting across from me...
Blackula.
Yeah. I was going to say our own little ghoul who lives under the stairs, but sure, Blackula, Craig Cardboard. And to my right... Village idiot who gets killed first. Tyler Dempsey.
He's really taking it.
Yep. I prepared a liquor box and I already poured it.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
I came in from the wilderness to jump into the studio, yeah. And all the mics were set up. The gear was ready.
Yeah. And you were
my quoting, beer was open for me.
Quoting Bob Dylan too. Going back to the last episode.
You were.
Came in from the wilderness. One of toil.
That is
blood.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's weird that I did that.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
Come in, we said that we'll give you shelter from the storm. And some liquor box. Played jingle.
Liquor box.
That's probably not on cue. But yeah.
Liquor knickerbockers.
Yeah. So give it a whiff. See if you can guess.
Jeez, I don't know. There's so many things to hold in my hand here.
This is generally not drinking from a shot glass. Craig doesn't like it. Craig.
No. That's just that's my guttural reaction.
Craig's making whiskey face.
I think Tyler saw what this is, so let's see.
Oh, it's whiskey?
Yeah, it is a whiskey.
Where is it from?
Scotland, of course.
It's a Scotch whiskey.
It's actually a quite fancy whiskey. It was $70.
It's quite tasty, actually. It's very good.
It is. It's not a...
Very good.
You can read the bottle.
Established 1824. Thank you.
Well, you can grab
$70.
What do you want me to do with this?
Just say what it is.
For $70, that might as well say blended whiskey.
The Macallan. I'll try an Irish accent, but it's terrible.
No,
so
you should do a Scottish one.
Or Scottish or whatever. There's a quiet note of vanilla followed by dark chocolate. I hate dark chocolate.
I don't taste
more dark, assertive, yet not overly so. How do they do that? How do they add these flavors that are kind of accidental in there? Do they do it on purpose?
Well, Craig.
Do they add hints of ginger and cinnamon and soft oak notes that reveal toasted apples? Do they do that?
You see, Craig, this was exclusively matured in oak sherry casks from Jerez, Spain.
Whoa, and it's Scottish. Apparently the Scottish brewmaster had Spanish lover.
I do get burnt sugar and kind of vanilla. I don't know if I get dark chocolate.
Oi, fuck.
It's empty.
It was empty.
Oi, don't worry.
Oi, fuck.
But well, feel free to fill up like you need it.
Like I asked you to, I make love to you
in
the afternoon.
So that's my fancy whiskey.
Andy, how do you tell your boyfriend in a nice way that he talks too much?
I said we're doing that last, Craig.
How do you tell your boyfriend, Andy, in a nice way that he talks too much?
Okay, I got to set this up. So Craig is on his sexpert again. I told him, cue that up so we can do it last.
It's all right. It's a good time right now because it's top of mind. So, Andy, how do you tell your boyfriend in a nice way that he talks too much?
You listen to your producer. Mm-hmm. What you tell your boyfriend?
Yes.
That he talks too much.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell him.
Yeah, I guess just tell him.
Be honest.
Honest?
Yeah.
Kiss him when he starts talking too much, says creepy bellhop, female 16 from somewhere.
That will get him to shut up.
But what if you're in a group setting?
Just tell him to shut up.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
Creepy bellhop responds, just say baby shut up in a joking way. Yeah. It will get the message across.
Mm-hmm.
Magnus.
Or not.
Has some different advice. What could that be?
Magnus.
Get a battle axe and hit him with it.
Almost.
But with the flat side.
Yeah.
Actually, give him something else to do with his mouth.
Oh.
Yeah. Like a blowjob.
Lady blowjob?
It doesn't say it's a girl. It just says my boyfriend.
Yeah, I guess.
Ooh, that's true, but except that it's
being heteronormative.
Yeah.
Heteronormative.
I'm being open to all walks of life.
Actually, Fast Finch from Fairbone, Ohio is a female of 20 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. She might have a penis.
Luke Stone says, tell him you care about everything he says, but sometimes you need to breathe and take it in. So if he could let you do that.
Right. You don't need to read other people's answers. We have all the answers. Yeah.
We don't care about their answers.
My advice? I think you just say one word. Stop.
Stop?
And stir
just it up. Stop.
Yeah.
Spelled with A-H-P.
Wait. And he tries talking again. Stop.
Stop.
I've been meaning to ask you, Craig.
Yeah.
A couple of episodes ago, you were telling us about a Swedish comedy show that was set in a police station.
Yes.
Did you ever figure out what the name of that was?
If you wrote some notes on this, you might know.
No, because I didn't find anything. So I'm got to ask you to do a follow-up.
Yeah. I have to look at the name of the actress.
Okay.
Who I believe has maybe stolen one of my songs.
What's the actress' name?
I can't remember.
Okay. I still don't think
Camila. I was going to Google it, but...
No. Google it, because I still don't think there's...
Well, I don't know what it is if he doesn't know who the actress is.
Svensk Kopp Humor Serien.
There's a comedy movie called Cops with K.
No, it's not that.
But I don't.
Cops with a K.
Yeah, and two P's. Cops. I still don't think there's a sitcom set in a police station.
There is. I saw it.
It must have been Danish or Norwegian. I saw multiple episodes.
No, it was Swedish. There's a one funny scene where the cop has he made himself a Game of Thrones seat in his cop desk. He's fat. He doesn't do anything.
Okay. Are you sure it wasn't corner gas?
Okay.
I usually give him the benefit of a doubt.
A student at the police academy is tasked to study a cold case, the murder of a pregnant woman on a Swedish beach 25 years ago.
That sounds too not funny.
Spring floating?
No.
No? Okay.
Like I said, I usually give Craig the benefit of a doubt, but until he proves it, I don't think there's a sitcom set in a police... Because I would know about it.
Well, why didn't it's you not give me Beck, is it?
No, it's not Beck.
Jordskott?
No, it's
that's,
like...
That's Jordskott is a horror one.
Svensk Polis Serien.
Oops. Did this come out in 2016 or...
Serien. Humor. I say it's Spanish language.
Anyway.
Spanish accent.
Is it?
That's not it both of you... Oh, okay. Let's not both of you Google.
What's it called, Craig?
It is called... Geez, Andy, how long does this take?
Waiting for Kevin?
Et två aina.
Oh, I have heard of that one. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Oh, shit.
I don't think it got good reviews, but maybe it did.
It's funny.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Craig finds it funny. It must be funny.
I stand corrected, Craig, and I beg your forgiveness. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I have heard. Aina is like immigrant slang for police.
Is it?
And 112 is the 911 of Sweden. Yeah.
Okay. Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Andy, it took me exactly 2 seconds to find that, which means you didn't look for it.
I think I Googled TV,
you think?
Cops TV show, and I police TV.
You're the Swede. I did that too. That's what I just did.
Yeah, I only got Cops, the movie by Josef Fares.
Put police with the way that Swedes spell it.
Yeah, I got Cops. Josef Fares, acted by his brother, is the lead Fares, which is a great name.
Du är dumheten.
I'm stupidness?
Your stupidness.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you stupid?
Yeah.
Or what?
Whoa. Someone shouting in the background. I went to my first musical.
Oh, no.
The other week, yeah.
How beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
Now, if it left you feeling better about the Mormon religion, I say that show is horrible.
Ask me what show it was.
Hey, what show did you go to?
Book of Mormon.
Oh!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How could that be?
I will tell you about some Mormons who visited the lake.
Front door?
Mm-hmm.
later.
Yeah, sure.
Go. What's it about?
It's about Mormons, and they go to Africa to missionaries. Mm. And yeah, it was fun. And when I
went, did you learn anything?
That religion is stupid, but I knew that already, except for the flying spaghetti monster religion, of course, which I am a minister. God bless your soul.
Ordained.
Ramen. Yeah. Man of the cloth.
And he now is a frame.
When I got out, the
framed it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you will.
Well, I bought a frame. The Mormons were outside and they had like a big sign that said, the book is always better and you can go there to get your own book.
What? Mormon. They were protesting it?
No, they weren't.
In a funny way?
No, they weren't protesting it.
They were just trying to get you to become Mormon. Yeah.
Just like those two guys who came up to my family at the lake.
They seemed pretty lax about it because in the program they also had taken out an ad which it said like, our version is slightly different. Come visit the Mormon church.
Slightly.
Yeah. Anyway, tell your story about the...
Well, that's not offensive. I mean,
no.
Okay, so we're at the lake, and there's these two people skulking around the property.
Mm-hmm. Were they wearing short sleeves and ties?
My sister gives them the darts. I'm my back is to the garage. We've got a gate up there where people can't come down unless they really try.
Mm-hmm. What does the darts mean?
When you give somebody darts, it's like you're looking.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Then it turned around and they're coming down there, and everybody reached the consensus that they're Mormons, you know, within seconds.
It's not hard to guess.
Name tag.
Like I said, name suit, tag, white shirt.
Yep.
Preferably short sleeve and tie.
So they came to the door.
Have you heard the good word, Craig?
What's with the backpacks, anyways?
It's where they hold the bodies.
I don't know. What are they keeping there?
The heads of their victims.
Body of Christ.
It might disarm people just by having the backpack on.
It's those silver plates that nobody could look at. Or the magic underwear.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the magic underwear. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Craig wears them.
Wouldn't that be weird? You're on a date. It's the best date ever.
And they had magic underwear.
And they're like, they've got magic underwear on. You're like, you couldn't I wouldn't know what to do.
You couldn't get it off.
If that's what they said, like, I'm like, your force field, your force shield is not working.
Craig, like, abracadabra. God damn.
Anyways.
Open sesame.
I can fuck my way through any panties.
I'm talking about a female wearing those. So the two guys came up to the door, and I was just like, I'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just answered them, and they talked, and where is everybody? Because this time of the year, there's no one at the lake.
Right.
I don't know. It's Thanksgiving. It could be people here.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. And one guy had a British accent. We're here spreading the message of Thanksgiving, and we're wondering if we could show an 8-minute video to you. I'm just like, what? I'm like,
that's awkwardly specific.
On their laptop or what?
No, are they going to like...
They have a projector in their backpack.
Maybe. That's what they could have there. My thought was I don't know why, but it was a VHS tape.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, because I think we have a VHS player out there.
Did you say yes?
And no, I didn't
say no. And put your family through that on Thanksgiving?
I said, we're good. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, though.
Oh, you got to be their marketing guy, because 8 minutes is way too long. It has to be 30 seconds at the most.
Yeah, you have to hit them.
YouTube generation.
GIF.
We have a 2-minute and 32-second commercial.
Yeah, that's too long.
About what's wonderful about that. Oh, my God.
An ad on YouTube.
I mean, if I had a different family... That was, maybe a little bit more edgy. They would invite them in.
Oh, yeah, I totally.
Play the video and then just tease them.
If
you were a little bit more edgy and you didn't care about your family, you would have just invited them in to make your family suffer.
If it would have been us three at your lake house, we would have invited them in.
You're right.
We set up the podcast rig and a microphone and then interview them.
Here's the thing. I had an information deficit. I didn't really know what questions to ask them to make them feel awkward.
Right.
Nothing like what we came up with immediately here.
Right.
what's in the backpack, guys?
Yeah, exactly. This is making me uncomfortable.
I will let you in my house, but only if I can search your backpack.
Is it true that the devil controls the ocean? Is that, and that's why you can't go to the beach? And what about the lake? Yeah. Squeaky. That's a nice sound effect, but it's real.
More?
I might.
Yeah, go ahead.
If we record one more podcast.
We could.
But that cannot be an excuse for waiting as long as we have to do another one.
No, no.
We should actually rack up the podcasts.
Rack them up.
And then we can take a year off.
I think we're...
a year's worth of one-year-old news.
Awesome. I think we keep it like news neutral.
I don't think anybody Next has episode. Any plans.
Hey guys, did you know
BC?
That David Bowie died?
Yeah, exactly.
A while ago? Mm. We'd have to predict who dies.
We did
Cindy
that.
Cyndi Lauper. I can't believe it, that car accident.
So people who didn't I see, we I, did off, that. I offered Craig some more booze. That's what this whole thing is about, because people can hear that. Anyway,
we did have a prediction.
Who
was in a car accident?
Cyndi Lauper will die in a car accident in 3 months.
Oh, I see. Jeez, I'm so stupid. Sorry. But I usually get jokes, but I didn't.
I was going to say, we did an episode on that, and I don't think any of our predictions actually came true.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we play Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers at the end of this? I have that song in my head. I can't get it out. I don't know why.
Maybe.
We might get
sued. If I remember.
Okay.
Because I don't have my soundboard today.
Dolly Parton was in Edmonton. By the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She at the new arena.
Her and her two sisters opened up the Rogers Center.
Right.
Center? What the hell is it called?
Anyway.
What's his face? That Australian dude who opened
Keith
it up.
Keith Urban.
Yeah, him.
Keith Urban.
Let's go back to the religion stuff.
Oh.
It is funny how, the more modern your religion is, the more people...
More moderns.
Yeah, like...
Are they like the more
The more recent it is.
Oh.
Because, like, the Christians, they mock the Scientologists. Like, ha, 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 ha. But then when
Our fake God is better than yours.
But then when you read, like, the Bible, it doesn't make more sense than the Scientologists. Like, yeah, there was this guy and... They ate an apple and then there was a snake. And
well,
that makes perfect sense because it was a long time ago.
You could almost argue that Scientology is more transparent because you don't have to die to get the secret. You just have to pay a lot of money.
Well, yeah. I was going to say that Scientology is less credible because their author wrote other books.
That is very true.
If God had written more than just the Bible.
So you can't...
If God had written, you know, like years of science fiction novels and then put out the Bible, they might not take
why
it as seriously.
One? Like, why that one?
I specifically love the Jehovah's Witness pamphlets, which like,
yes.
Did God create Earth, it said, and then you look in it. In the Bible, it says he did. So they're proving the questions. They're answering that with the Bible.
And
who wrote the Bible?
Course.
People. So it's like, that's not proof.
No, no. I bet you if you're a real nerd and had all of the logical fallacies in front of you, you could actually like have a stamp. It'd be like a different color for the different logical fallacies in those pamphlets.
Yeah.
I love the one where they show all the wild and dangerous animals and people lying beside them comfortably.
Yeah, exactly. That's just what the heaven on earth will be when
the jaguar will no longer devour.
Exactly.
The human.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
This podcast was brought to you by River Valley Beer, brewed from the water by Gold Bar Waste Treatment Plant.
River Valley Beer. It's beer.
Yeah.
Batch brewed. What does batch brewed mean?
Well,
is brewed in a batch.
Yes.
Why does that matter?
Speaking of religions.
Hold on. Something. I think I lost my train of thought.
Islands in
the Stream. Your train went derailed.
That is what we are.
Can I talk about my religion? Go ahead. I don't know what it was.
I've got the most important religion of all, Andy.
Yeah.
Florida man.
Florida man.
Florida man.
Florida man.
Do the honk.
Honk, honk.
Okay.
Mark Allen Belicolka. Police say 57-year-old man stole steak and lobster at a Brooksville Walmart and put the food down his pants.
Okay, normal.
Uh-huh. He stole 107...
What does that have to do with religion?
Just because he's Florida man.
Okay,
sure. Because all the Florida men do crazy stuff because the Book of Florida says so.
Uh-huh.
Because that's so Texas.
Uh-huh.
He stole 6 packages of steak and 2 packages of lobster, totaling $172.98, and put them down his pants. And then tried to leave the Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what?
He was arrested.
He was
arrested.
That's it.
But I can't believe you can buy lobster at Walmart.
Yeah. In the States, you can buy anything at Walmart.
Jeez.
And that's why MC Hammer pants are still in fashion.
Wow.
For lobster? Yeah. They have lobster pockets. That's why Andy wears cargo pants all the time.
Yep. MC Hammer designed his pants after lobsters?
Yes. He designed them around the number of lobsters he could shove down his pants.
There are lobsters and then there are crabs.
Yeah. Amen.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm a little disappointed. I was hoping for a little more crazy there, Tyler.
It was unfortunately not a crazy week.
Not
because the article of Florida that was crazy turned out to be fake.
Oh.
There was like somebody created a website 3 days before posting an ad. And they basically created a website to be like a fake news reporting website.
Yeah.
And was reporting the article that a 67-year-old Florida man married his granddaughter. They are going to make it work. And
they're going to make it
and work. Because it was a website that made it look like it was a real news site, everybody believed it because it's Florida. And everybody would believe that something like that would happen in Florida.
Oh, because the Florida stories are so weird.
What it was...
They're going to make it work with Viagra and a lot of lube.
Yes.
Andy, you liked that joke, didn't you?
I did.
The story was that an old geriatric guy was at a strip club and found a young stripper there and decided to be with her, and they got married, and it turns out when she was at his house, she was looking around and saw pictures of her dad on the wall.
Mm.
And when they found out that they were related.
They found out.
Well,
her dad. So not even him.
Yeah.
I do wonder if that's the next step in our society.
What? Not realizing who your dad is and getting married to your grandpa?
You know how...
You're 92. You what?
No.
You cannot thrust your hips.
No, I don't want... No, I'm not doing anything.
That's right. You're not.
Yeah. No, but like, let's say 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Like everybody was totally against, let's say, gay people. Mm-hmm. Which like... Anybody who's like a sane person now doesn't give two shits about if you're gay or bi or fuck goats or whatever. Well, we're not okay with that because that's against the law. But like, wonder if the next step is going to be like, you're okay if siblings want to get married.
Is that the next step?
I think cousins is the next step.
I think that's lazy.
Cousin is legal in Sweden, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You.
How many cousins down?
The first cousin.
Like, if I go back here, to Sweden, it's like 4 or 5.
My family is from there, but my cousins are so far removed. Mm-hmm. It could happen accidentally. Yeah.
But if you just...
If you didn't realize that you were family.
If you just look at it pragmatically, I'll take myself as an example. If I want to fuck my sister,
jeez,
I don't. Okay. But why would it be any of anybody else's business?
The healthcare system that has to take care of your... Mongoloid.
Who said I want to get kids, though?
Bastard son.
Well, no.
Andy, if you married your sister, all of your kids would look like that guy from the Goonies.
Who said I wanted kids? Yeah.
You don't want kids?
What? No, with my sister.
Not with your sister.
No, I'm just saying, because like, it's not only against the law to get kids.
Sad.
No. But it's actually against the law for you to have sex with your sister, Tyler.
True.
Yeah. But why should it be? That's just a moral call.
Here we go with libertarian. You can apply this to anything.
This is
why can't you burn your own house down?
Yeah.
It's Anders Holman of the Pig Fucking Society.
Because it will put other people in danger.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would it put other people in danger if I want to fuck my sister?
It makes me feel bad.
When you're Goonies.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it comes down to, right?
When your Goonies kid crashes a car into somebody else, then it'll be a problem.
But if I get sterilized then... I'm sterilized.
After?
No, before.
When Andy becomes a eunuch.
Yeah.
And what?
Yeah.
Where do we go with this?
Why can't I fuck my sister?
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just asking. I'm not saying I should be able to.
You
just
can do whatever you want to do.
No, it's against the law to fuck your sister.
You can
or
do
brother.
It.
Yeah, I can do it, but it's against the law.
Yeah.
Andy, how many laws do you break, really?
This is the second time in a short while I've been called a libertarian. Alex called me that too. Can't remember why.
Around very specific things.
No, it was something.
Were you discussing fucking your sister with Alex?
And for some reason, you've chosen this issue. And we're not sure why.
This is the hill I die on. I am going to fuck my sister.
just to prove a point.
No, that was about money to political parties. It was nothing about fucking my sister. So she's happily married and I don't want to fuck her.
I will fuck my sister and all the money that I raise will go to my political party.
But Andy did bring that crayon drawing that he made.
Yep.
And we both looked at it.
Like Deadpool movie?
Yeah.
Awful.
But it's funny because it's a question and you can't answer it.
Nope.
So the consensus is you should be able to fuck your sister if you want to.
It's not a consensus.
I don't think that's a consensus.
It's a one-man consensus.
I'm not saying you should. I'm just asking.
Do you ever find it hard to agree or disagree with yourself?
Sometimes. Yeah. I'm just like the Republican. I'm just putting it out there. Just asking. Not saying that's the case. Just asking.
What is that? Yeah, that is... that's funny.
Yeah.
That allows you to say anything you want.
Mm-hmm. It's like that South Park episode where
I'm not racist, but
where they do the ancient alien thingy on South Park. Like, did the ancient alien invent Thanksgiving? We just don't know, but it could be. We're not saying it was, but we don't have any proof that they didn't.
We're agnostic about Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Yeah. Oof, I wish I don't have to fuck my sister. It would be gross.
Don't wish. It's true.
You can fuck your sister if you want to.
That would be so gross.
We can't, but you can.
Oh, I'd rather one of you did it, to be honest.
One of us, Craig?
Yeah.
Both.
We all have sisters. We can rotate. No, I'm kidding. Sorry. This episode is called...
Dirty Cast.
Our sisters are not allowed to listen to this episode. That's what the episode is called.
No kidding.
So back to
back to religion.
Back to wholesome family entertainment.
Back to Texpert.
Yes, please, Craig. Yeah. Go on. The first question he pulls up, is it okay for me to fuck my sister?
Yeah. No. keep talking.
Yeah. Keep
talking. I thought the point was for us to not keep talking.
Yeah.
For you to read something.
No, I was just expressing some feelings.
Oh, my God.
Just showing my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, geez. Was it a mistake to tell my HR person that I'm doing a podcast?
Yes.
Probably.
Ah.
Now it is.
Yeah.
It wasn't before tonight, but yeah, now it is.
Yeah, exactly. When it was harmless jokes about Joey Moss and Terry Fox, you were okay.
When pouring a bucket of ice on top of Lou Gehrig was okay.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Whew, I need to swig a beer.
Would you like to go back for another quick glance at the Church of Florida Man?
Church of Florida Man, I guess.
Got some ancient news from a couple of months ago because I saved it on my phone.
I had some more stuff.
Andy?
Yes.
Man says too much music and masturbation caused him to vandalize his home.
Too much music and masturbation.
A Florida man accused of vandalizing a home, home, but a home, told deputies that he had listened to too much music and masturbated too much, which caused him to feel like going outside and destroying stuff.
That would be the sign, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Is that the sign we should all look for?
That sounds like a bold-faced lie. Have any of you masturbated too much and felt like doing nothing but take a nap?
So say that again?
Like, have any of you masturbated too much and felt like doing anything but take a nap?
Anything but take a nap?
Yeah, exactly.
You mean masturbate?
Yeah, you masturbate too much. Would you have the energy to go out and...
Probably not.
Go out and what?
Do you have the energy after masturbating too much to go out and fuck shit up? Or do you just want to take a nap?
It
doesn't add up.
You know what? It's just like, where aggression about what?
Yeah,
I mean, usually don't feel aggressive afterwards.
No, because if you haven't masturbated enough, I would understand.
Yes.
Don't you kind of have a schedule for masturbation, though?
You have a masturbation schedule,
A set schedule.
You know, like when you shower or when this happens or when that
happens.
That's
not a schedule. That's that's like a trigger.
No, but if it's the same trigger all the time.
Shower?
It's a schedule.
That's called sex drive.
Hold on. I want to know about Tyler's schedule.
Yep.
Huh?
He said every time schedule. He has a shower.
Yeah.
Often before I go to bed. So, of course, when I masturbate, I feel like going to sleep.
Okay. Well, you don't always masturbate before going to bed. Sometimes.
Don't you mean whenever I feel like going to sleep, I masturbate?
Sometimes. That works, too.
I masturbated before work sometimes.
I masturbated at work. No, I didn't.
I'd say this is the best
Never?
Time.
No, I haven't. Have you?
Once or twice.
Really?
Yeah.
There's jizz all at over work? The...
What?
At work?
Not at my desk.
We need
no,
to take a
at work?
We what? Need to take a blue light to Andy's cubicle.
I don't know if I done I don't think I done it at my current work, no. But like it has happened.
But when he was a nurse in Sweden.
maybe. If you have a secluded bathroom. We don't have stall bathrooms in Sweden. We have the private bathrooms.
Which is nice, which means yeah. anything could happen in there.
Yeah, exactly.
And he walks into his patient.
I know more. I know
getting
people
her boobs
who
done.
I know
decides people, now's the time for me to go to the washroom.
I know people who done more than masturbate in those bathrooms.
Do their taxes?
Yes. Exactly.
Have you found anything yet, Craig?
So
not
you,
really. It seems like nobody uses this
doesn't
app.
Doesn't matter. It's fine.
Have you found?
You have never masturbated at work?
No, I haven't.
Craig?
At work?
Yeah.
Of course not.
No, but if you had a secluded bathroom.
All right. So I did mash face with a French girlfriend I had at the time just because it was cold out and we were on campus and then we needed to go inside.
All right.
So I'll give you that.
Did you get any bone down in the old...
Bone down. There was no boning.
Not at work?
There was no boning. There was mostly mashing. Mashing face.
No. Andy's the only one who masturbates at work.
Andy.
I don't... Like, yeah, no, I haven't done it in
I mean,
a while.
I saw a lot of air quotes over you when you
no.
said that.
No, I said I haven't done it at my current work.
I haven't done it in a while yeah. at my current work.
No, I haven't
done I mean, it at you're my current work. You're an adult.
Yeah.
Like
adult
teenage,
have needs.
Teenage stuff, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I was younger then.
I you're a younger it. Adult.
No, I've done it in school and at some work, but not
and?
At, Not in a while.
I can't
while.
Believe we did it at school.
We had secluded bathrooms. We were going and locked the door, and it was like not a booth. It was like your bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
There's
yeah.
a little bit of Andy left actually, behind that's... in each alley in downtown Evil when Andy's on his lunch break.
Did you bring some lube
I
with you?
Think I have never masturbated outside in Edmonton. That I
outside?
In Edmonton. No.
Okay, I'll admit it when I was like 14.
You were the school style?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah, of course, when you were young, you did that outside.
I did once. Okay, I'm going to admit this right now. On the air.
Once only.
sounds so stupid.
Please go on.
I was 12 or 13, and I was like, what does the snow feel like? What
yeah.
like Craig was.
The snow could be smooth and very nice.
Canadian pie?
It's like, no, this really, really hurts.
Well, you laid down in the snow?
I laid something in the snow.
Oh. yeah.
The Canadian version of American Pie, only it's Craig and he grabs,
that's so
and
true.
He starts humping the snow.
I get the fallacy there because you don't realize just how cold the snow is. I can see that.
Yeah,
I think it's funny that it's fallacy and it's phallic that he did that.
I can't help that you guys don't have a
sex. I love the fact you're so honest about that.
Hey, why is there all this soap on the wall?
Mm-hmm. yeah. Shut up, Craig, and go stick your dick in the snow.
the 12-year-old version of me agrees.
We probably all had bad ideas like that. Where did you masturbate? Where's the weirdest thing you masturbated? Where weirdest place?
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think I've ever done that outside.
Home?
No. I'm about other things outside, but not masturbating.
It's best with other people, Andy.
What other?
Other
things?
It's best with other people.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And since outside, Tyler tells us he basically masturbates all the time, I'm going to make a recommendation that
all the time.
You did say that.
All the time.
When you're having a shower.
3-4 times a day.
You have 3 or 4 showers a day?
Sometimes.
You need to invite someone to come with you in the shower.
So you had like sex outdoors?
Not like Andy. I can't invite my sister.
You had sex. you were fucking outdoors? I don't think
I've gone that far. No.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
I don't think I had anything except for like petting outdoors.
Gentle petting?
Nah, gentle petting. Not heavy petting.
Then he ran away and chased the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, somewhere on the west end of Edmonton, behind a bunch of semi-trucks, there's a bit of Tyler.
Oh, awesome.
That is not good news. That's where serial killers masturbate.
Hey, it wasn't me doing it.
He didn't masturbate.
Somebody masturbated you?
With parts?
Tyler.
Ooh, awesome.
Tyler's adventurous.
I gotta get outside head.
Where big trucks are?
Okay, yeah. Let's go home.
Next to a park. You gotta find somewhere secluded.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a secluded backyard. Let's go home. I need to get home.
You do have a secluded backyard.
Yeah.
Have you christened it yet?
No.
What Andy's hinting at is that Tyler drives him home, so yeah. Tyler's gonna get some outside again.
Yeah, Tyler's gonna get a blowjob in Andy's backyard.
Yep,
anyway.
He is.
Hey, Yakupov got a goal in his new location.
Yeah.
That was like 2 days ago.
Okay.
He got a goal with the Blues.
Yeah, and an assist.
He got traded?
He did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Yakupov got traded.
I bet you he might do well there.
For a third, possibly second round pick.
Wasn't that where PRV got traded to?
Yep. Huh. And he's still with the Blues too.
PRV. Mm-hmm. So now we have a double Swedish blue line, the Larson and the Klefbom.
And two players from Färjestad thought.
Who and who?
Gustafsson and Klefbom.
Oh, but nobody likes Gustafsson.
The jury is still out. The
second string goalie.
Yeah.
Is he good?
He was good, and that's why everybody wanted to sign him.
Something like the monster he's called.
There was like a big thing when he did well in Sweden, but never did well here in North America.
Yeah.
Nordy America.
Anyway,
what?
This is going downhill since we went from masturbation and fucking your sister to
hockey. Let's bring it back up. Bring it up. Get it up.
Craig's got to get it up.
Andy's got a spring-loaded mic stand.
Okay, we can do 6 more minutes.
Because what?
Because then it's 45 minutes and then it's too long.
Okay.
Oh,
By the way, listeners, I encourage you to do something else while you're listening to this. So when it gets a little bit, things fade, just go ahead and text and search and do that. Just keep it on. Keep the podcast on. Yeah.
Just listen to this podcast while you're masturbating outside or at work.
And send us an email telling us about our evil podcast @gmail.com.
I can't remember the last time I checked that email.
I have it too on my.
Okay,
good.
It's full. Good.
It's full.
It's full.
Yeah. Anyway, I have someone who wants maybe to be a guest on our podcast is not a white male.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
My sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law?
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Is that legal in Canada?
Izzy. Shut up.
Izzy Stradlin?
Yes. Izzy Stradlin Varela.
She can come on the show if she wants.
Yeah, no, I know.
Does she know how raunchy we get?
She may never listen.
I think
to
she doesn't
episode.
Have a filter either.
She is fairly close to me since she knows me, so I think she knows.
Yeah.
No, she actually was. I think she's probably the last person in the world who discovered podcasts.
Can you tell her she needs to bring a full bottle of booze for the liquor box?
Yes, I will tell her. No, but she's like. She discovered podcasts like this year, basically. Yeah. And she's like, I'm listening to so many podcasts. And at Thanksgiving dinner, she's like, I'm listening to all of these. And I kind of want to start my own podcast, but like, I kind of want to be a guest on yours. Cause like, just to see how it's done. And I'm like, yeah.
Cause we're
I think she's going to jump on here and hog the mic the whole time and like try to build a, try to steal our audience of Lithuanians and,
yeah. Take her audience
and Georgians fine.
And make That's them fine. And make them move to her new podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah.
For sure, absolutely.
So, yeah, no, I know.
So let me put this forward here.
I already told her she can be before asking you since I make all the decisions.
Do you think she'll actually make her own podcast?
Maybe.
I tell you, when she looks at
Craig.
When she looks at all of the equipment here on the stage and all the fancy setup we have.
Yeah. Well
since
You know, be funnier. Well,
there is like information that I need to tell Craig that he doesn't know, which may influence. Like her fiance is the lead sound designer at BioWare, so he knows about sound and stuff.
Oh, that stuff.
So yeah,
we can intimidate her in a different way. Let's hire someone. Let's just get someone to do things. Like you know, the service beforehand. So there'll be someone to greet us at the door. She won't get this service, but they'll come up to you and say, Mr. Anders, would you like a drink? And then they'll go and get you something.
They have to call me Reverend Andy.
Reverend Andy. And then, then the person will polish your shoes.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. A bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was actually going to ask, since we're integral in the creation of this podcast that she will be creating, what do you think the name should be?
A little bit. It's mostly me.
What do you think the name will be?
Of her podcast?
Of her podcast?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what...
Izzy with it.
Get Izzy.
I'm Izzy. Are you?
No, get Izzy with it. That's a good one. Get Izzy with it. That's what our... if it's not We Want to Fuck Our Sisters, the name of this podcast, the name of this episode, Get Issy With It.
I'm glad we talked about this topic because we'll never have to talk about it again.
Or it'll constantly keep coming up, Greg. Maybe. One
it's
or
part,
the other.
It's part of the evil canon now. Get Issy With It.
Ooh, so you want to listen to something I wrote?
Sure.
Okay, going to play some music that I wrote that you refuse to listen to.
Didn't refuse. I forgot.
You forgot.
Okay.
Even better.
So here's Space Age Opera number 27 by Craig Cardboard.
There you go.
Part C.
Yeah. This has been Radio Evil on Part Satellite. See you next week. Hopefully.
Bye.